It took exactly 9 days and 46 seconds for four-time champion Jeff King to complete this year's Iditarod. King has finished the race 26 times, but this year was certainly his fastest.
You know, I was wondering if it's going to be a seven-day race someday. Surely it's probably possible. And more power to anyone who can do it well.
When King first ran the race in 1981, it took him over 15 days. This year, he was running within a half hour of two fierce competitors, a Norwegian world champion, Ralph Johannessen, and Frenchman Nick Petit. For the second year in a row, King stood under the Burled Arch and claimed he wasn't racing as hard as he has in previous years.
I think the old Jeff King would have caught both those guys right in front of me, but it was too much work going over the Cape.
King says he simply didn't want to run behind his team for miles. Emotionally, this may have been one of the toughest races of King's career. 5 days in, a drunk snow machine driver plowed into his team while he was traveling down the Yukon River. One of his dogs was killed. Three others were injured.
Quite frankly, the snow machine that hit us went by so fast, I don't think the dogs really realized what happened. It was more of an absolute blur from which only the ones who were impacted really realized what happened.
King decided to proceed with the race, in part to avoid the media frenzy that ensued following the incident.
It's real easy to imagine what and recognize what a bummer that night was on the trail, but the fact is, it could have been so much worse.
But he says the incident certainly changed his race.
Basically, that I had to leave 25% of my dogs, and I had less options. Performance-wise.
Even so, he managed to pull off a top 10 finish and a personal best. In fact, his race time is one that would have won the race five times in the last decade.
It was really hard this year. It was really hard.
Allie Zirkel also had a run-in with the same snow machine on the Yukon River. The experience had a serious impact on her, both emotionally and mentally. For the rest of the race, she tried to maintain her cool, but avoided media attention and kept to herself outside checkpoints.
Everyone goes through hard times in their life. They, you know, I guess I'd count on myself and my dogs.
But she managed to pull off a third place finish and her second best run time, 8 days, 18 hours, and 46 minutes.
And then Alaska, like, talked back, and every checkpoint I went through, people were so supportive, and I couldn't just be with myself. It turned out I was with everyone. And that's probably what a person ought to do anyway.
You're tired. You've been running all the way. The dogs are supposed to do the running.
After father-son duo Mitch and Dallas Evie finished in the top two positions this year, they joked with each other about how fast they had to move to get to know him.
Six got here faster than any dogs ever have.
Yeah. You got the record?
Yeah.
Again?
I mean, it was 8:11.
This year, Dallas Evie beat the race record. It's one he set himself, and he beat it by 2 hours, completing the 1,000-mile journey in 8 days, 11 hours, and 22 minutes. Mitch Seavey also achieved a new personal best time.
I thought we were going to be, like, within half an hour for it.
But the older Seavey says his son will remain hard to beat because Dallas is so focused on perfecting how he rests his dogs to maintain long-term speed as they move down the trail.
He's a little ahead of me on the trailer technology, the caboose and all that, carrying dogs, and he's more willing to put more work into that than I am, loading dogs in and out of the caboose and, you know, rest schedule with all of that.
It seems that most of the teams, even in the top 20, were able to surge toward Nome. After Brent Sass's team refused to leave the White Mountain checkpoint, he was forced to rest his dogs for nearly a full day.
I mean, I knew I was on the edge. But I came to play the game, and you know, we poured it all out on the field and gave it all we could and came up a little short, but I mean.
Even with the extra rest, his runtime would have put him in third place 3 years ago. This year's race trail was a hard-packed combination of ice and snow and, in places, bare dirt. When he pulled across the finish line in eighth place, Norwegian Ralph Johannessen seemed surprised at the lack of severe weather and extreme cold.
No problem, and we had sunshine mostly every day. And so, no wind, and no snow, and it was a good race.
Without the challenges Mother Nature usually throws at the race, mushers could simply do what they do best, drive dog teams. A combination of high-quality dog care, mental toughness, and resiliency brought many of them to Nome in record time. And if they watched closely, spectators got a rare glimpse into the technical skills and savvy strategizing that plays out during a long-distance sled dog race. At the end of the Iditarod Trail, I'm Emily Schwing in Nome.